USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As many states are going in the other direction, the Rhode Island Senate Judiciary Committee today is scheduled to vote on bills that would keep abortion legal in Rhode Island. The matching House and Senate legislation would protect a woman's right to have the procedure regardless of future decisions made by the U.S. Supreme Court regarding Roe v. Wade. That state's House already passing its version of the bill in March. In Savannah, Georgia, a cop shot Saturday night responding to a robbery has died. Authorities say the suspect opened fire on two officers and Sergeant Kelvin Ansari died at a hospital. The other officer treated and released. The suspect was eventually shot and killed by another nearby officer. Today, a huge funeral is scheduled in the city of Biloxi, Mississippi, to honor a veteran cop who was killed earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called off a planned visit to Moscow today, but will still be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin this week. As Pompeo scrapped a stop in Moscow today to instead meet European leaders in Brussels to discuss Iran and other issues. After that, Pompeo will continue to Sochi, Russia, for talks with Putin tomorrow. Former Defense Chief Robert Gates says there is a big threat from the Taliban if the U.S. was to withdraw its troops from Afghanistan.
If we just walk away from Afghanistan and the Afghan government is completely left on its own, just think of the consequences for Afghan women, for example.
Gates telling Face the Nation on CBS the Trump administration must be assured the Afghan government is stable before the U.S. withdraws its 12,000 troops who remain stationed in that country. The busy Houston Ship Channel still only partially open after a barge collision back on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
An actress and model from the 60s has passed away. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
That's from the late 1960s Mod Squad series. Star Peggy Lipton played a hippie cop, Julie Barnes, on the show from 1968 through 1973. The series, which co-starred Michael Cole and Clarence Williams III, dealt with issues such as domestic violence, abortion, police brutality, the Vietnam War, and drugs. Over five seasons, the series earned Lipton one of the It Girls of her time, four Emmy nominations, and a 1971 Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a TV Drama. In 1990, Lipton returned to acting in what became her most enduring role as waitress Norma Jennings in David Lynch and Mark Frost's cult TV series, Twin Peaks. She also had recurring roles on TV shows like Popular, Alias, and Crash, and appeared on her daughter's comedy, Angie Tribeca, as well as on the TNT drama, Claws. Lipton died at the age of 72 after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first trip to Russia. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pompeo expected to arrive in Russia on Monday to meet with President Vladimir Putin and his foreign minister in Sochi on Tuesday. The trip coming less than a month after Special Counsel Robert Mueller released his report detailing extensive contacts between the Russian government and the Trump administration, though finding no evidence of a conspiracy to interfere in the election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.